Weekly, we focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, we welcome from Affinity Mentoring, Rocio Moreno, Burton Site Coordinator. Good morning to you, Rocio.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Joining the discussion, WGBU Grants Manager Steve Chappell, of course, a weekly radio segment that is part of the grant from the WK Kellogg Foundation. So here we are, Steve Chappell. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley Irwin. Good morning, Rosie, our special guest, and good morning to all our valued listeners with WGBU NPR Radio. Shelley, WGBU is proud and privileged to be administering a multi-year grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation under their racial equity umbrella, focusing particularly on children and families of color to gain equity for all of our residents. And as part of that, we're doing two things. We have an inclusion reporter who focuses on issues important to all residents in the community. And then also we build capacity in the community by working with leaders of color who we have trained and providing platforms as well to use that training to produce content with and for communities of color. We are indebted to Kellogg not only for their essential funding, but their vision and strategic leadership worldwide. We are very pleased to be working with great organizations doing equity work. One of those is Affinity Mentoring, so we're very pleased to have Rocio with us this morning.
Great. And Rocio, we give you the floor. Would you provide a brief summary of the mission and activities of Affinity Mentoring, including the importance of accessibility and equity in your work?
Yes, of course. So as mentioned, my name is Rocio Moreno, and I am the Burton Site Coordinator for Affinity Mentoring at Burton Elementary Middle School. So in a nutshell, I help create and facilitate supportive, long-lasting, meaningful relationships with mentors, students, and school administration. I have a very strong passion when it comes to working with children because research has taught me that every child has a better possibility of reaching their full potential when they have a minimum of 5 to 7 caring adults who are present positive role models in their life. Affinity Mentoring is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that partners with local businesses, organizations, and schools to match students in a K through 8th grade with an adult who is a caring role model to journey alongside them for 1 hour once a week. Our current school partners include Burton Elementary, Burton Middle School, Southwest Community Campus, and Godfrey Lee Early Childhood Center. We work towards the mutual liberation of all community members and believe that youth are already leaders and community members, but just need equitable access and platforms to use their voice. Affinity's mentoring model provides individual 1 hour per week mentoring with trained, safe, supportive adults to support their learning, specifically social emotional skills as well as math and literacy.
Rocio, this is Steve Chappell, and I'm intrigued. If you go to your website, of course, and I invite all of our listeners to do that, it's very content rich. It's affinitymentoring.org. And just in the About You or your mission, it talks about Affinity Mentoring striving to interrupt the cycle of poverty through mentoring relationship that improves students' academic skills, social, emotional skills, and self-esteem. And then it talks about the fact that Affinity Mentoring works toward the mutual liberation of all community members with the belief that youth are already leaders. And, you know, each one of us, with regardless of our socioeconomic status or status in life or avocation, all we need sometimes is that boost up, that affirmation from a colleague, from a parent, from a guardian. And so I love that part of your mission that translates into your mentoring one-on-one. Question, we've seen in light of the tragic COVID pandemic and the social unrest just how much more vulnerable, how many more disparities there are in communities of color and equities and inequalities. How does Affinity Mentoring approach that? What are you doing now during the COVID pandemic to overcome that? I think part of it is your virtual mentoring. Are there other activities you do?
Yes, of course. That is all true. So a few things that we've been able to continue to do is that we've been able to continue recruiting new mentors for the 2020-2021 school year. We have also been able to provide virtual mentoring training to all of our new mentors. This normally would be a three-hour in-person training to help mentors feel well-equipped, well-supported, and prepared to take on a mentoring role. However, because of the pandemic, we have made the gradual shift to make sure that all of our mentors are still very well-equipped and feel very well-supported as we, too, make the transition from in-person mentoring to virtual training or virtual mentoring. We have developed a platform for virtual training for all of our mentors that still takes about 3 hours to make sure that they are well-equipped and trained, but we make sure that they know about child development, how to protect themselves about allegations, trauma, and as well as we help really facilitate them to get them into the shoes of a student that they too might have been during some point in their life. Another thing that we've been able to do is we were able to get 80 computers donated to help students and families who may be in need of an electronic device in order to stay in communication with their mentors. We have also been able to stay in communication with our families and continue to provide support because we already have the trust of the families and students we are working with. So we are now able to be the bridge between both essential services and resources such as fast lunches, school supplies, hotspots around the community to make sure that our students are well equipped to be as successful as they possibly can be because the COVID has also impacted their life and their family's life in dramatic ways. We know that racial inequalities are systematic, and therefore we are engaging in our work to be equitable ways support. We are engaging in equitable ways that support creating and sustain systemic that support creating systematic racism. For example, virtual mentoring. We know that particularly Black and Brown communities, specifically Latinx communities, have been disproportionately impacted by COVID-19, such as language barriers and tech literacy affect students' ability to engage in support systems from home. Therefore, we have devices that are prepared and ready to bring to students' doorsteps to help make the process easier and connect them with their mentors.
Rocio, one question I have, and I know that Shelley has some additional questions. Follow-up, a sustained relationship. Just very briefly, once you work and mentor a student and have that relationship, are you able to follow up, stay in touch to see progress and to hear stories about successes and continue to offer services?
Yes, of course. So we match students from K through fifth grade, and then we follow them well into sixth, seventh, and eighth grade years. And even beyond that, our matches are able to sustain their own relationship with the student, the family, and their own school administration once they go into the high school. Many of our matches are able to sustain their own individual relationships with families and students. And we actually have about an 80 to 90% retention rate of our mentors who continue to come back to our mentoring program year after year. We continuously support and we encourage them to stay with them well beyond high school as well. We've had several stories come back to us informing us about a mentor who received who was originally a mentee and has now come back to be a mentor for our individual program as well.
Rocio, I'm going to turn it.
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't mean to interrupt. I want to turn it back to Shelley because we're short on time. But I just want to thank Affinity Mentoring for your very comprehensive approach, providing the tools and practical emotional support, and then follow through. And I know we'll want to hear about some of your upcoming events. So I'll turn it back to our host, Shelley Irwin.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes left. Plenty of time to get in what we need, Rocio. If you would talk about the future, including that upcoming Cuentos y Comida. Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, definitely. So we are hosting a virtual event called Cuentos y Comida. We're participants will be able to join us live. This event will take place on October 22nd from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So participants will be able to watch in small watch parties, or they're able to watch as individuals as well. The program will include stories from mentors and participants, one of them being a former mentee who I was just speaking about, who has now returned as an adult to become a mentor herself through our program. Our materials for this program will also be in English and in Spanish. Another way that we want to address racial inequalities is by reinvesting our dollars into the local businesses owned by Black, Indigenous, and people of color. For example, we are taking part in the Grand Rapids Area Black Business Association for 30 Days, $30 Challenge. Event participants will also receive gift bags and goodie bags from the BIPOC-owned businesses. In addition, we have been intentional of using the BIPOC vendors like our photographers and et cetera. This event is free to participate in. However, I do want to mention that it is a fundraiser, and our goal is to raise $15,000 to help offset the cost of transitioning from in-person mentoring to virtual mentoring.
Wow. Yep. Oftentimes, nothing's free, but the support to your organization and the passion you share, certainly important. Rocio Moreno, what do you leave us with?
So, final thoughts, I would just encourage you all to please sign up for our newsletters. You can continue to either become a mentor, that is on our webpage at affinitymentoring.org. You can sponsor one of our programs, or you can even just sign up for our newsletters to be up to date with our COVID planning. Just visit our website at affinitymentoring.org, and you're able to subscribe to our newsletters through there.
Very nice. Steve Chappell.
I just wanted to let our listeners know about two websites. First, again, I would invite you to visit Affinity Mentoring's resource-rich website to learn about their blog and to learn about ways that you might be able to become involved in the great work they do. And you just visit Affinity, that's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, so AffinityMentoring.org. Again, AffinityMentoring.org to learn about their work in our community. And then also, if you've missed any part of this interview, you may visit the WGBU Radio News webpage under Mutually Inclusive a little bit later this afternoon and hear this interview with Rocio Moreno in its entirety. And I want to throw the rest of my time back to Rocio in case she has any other things to say about how they're working with populations and people during the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, thank you. So the last things I would love to mention is that we could all have used some sort of caring adult role model in our life, maybe now as an adult or as a child who really just wanted another person to be a listening ear. And I want to be very specific that our mentors come alongside us. They come alongside Affinity and the family to be another supporting role model in that individual's life. And we could always use more of those. As I mentioned earlier, every child needs 5 to 7 caring adults to be as successful as they possibly can be. So if you happen to have 1 hour once a week to be a mentor for some student who would really benefit from it, and it's virtual, so the flexibility would be enormously, please join us. Subscribe to our newsletter. Apply to become a mentor. You will be really well supported and trained by myself and my staff, and we will walk alongside all of you as you choose to become a mentor with our program. Thank you.
Very cool. Affinity Mentoring, Rocio Moreno, Burton Site Coordinator, along with WGBU Grants Manager Steve Chappell, a weekly segment that is part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Thank you all for your participation and the good words that were spoken. Enjoy your days.